This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and asking for His help and support and forgiveness. And we ask Him to protect us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. Allah Azza wa Jal presents a parable, an example in the Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Do you see how Allah Azza wa Jal had given an example in the Quran? The good word, كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً, a good word, كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً, like a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ. Its roots are firm in the ground, وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and its branches reach the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It keeps giving fruits by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. It keeps giving its fruits all the time. And Allah Azza wa Jal says at the conclusion of this ayah, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah Azza wa Jal gives these types of parables and examples to people, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that they will remember. This example could be an example of any good word that a person says, but it's also, and the best of good words or good statements is the word of Tawheed, or the statement of Tawheed. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And also it's an example of our iman. That is, Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to understand that the iman that we have in our hearts and gets translated into the way that we live is like the tree. And if you observe that tree, you will find that that tree is made up of roots and a trunk and branches. And if that tree has healthy roots deep into the ground, that produces also a strong trunk and can carry the branches, it will give branches that will spread everywhere and will give fruit that benefits itself and everyone who comes in contact with it. That is the example of iman. All of us, by the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, have iman. But iman varies considerably. Iman varies based on the roots. What is it based on? And based on the trunk, what do you do with it after it comes out from the ground? Iman varies considerably between when Allah Azza wa Jal says, as it says in the hadith, أَخْرِجُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. When Allah Azza wa Jal will tell the angels and the pious and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who will intercede, see and seek in hellfire who has a mustard seeds of iman, get him out. It is iman then that saves from the misery and punishment of hellfire, so they do not stay in it like the non-believers would, but they entered it because they did not have enough iman in them to protect them from hellfire. That is one end of the spectrum of the people who have iman. On the other end, Allah, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that people
أو إنكم لتراءون أهل الغرف في الجنة كما تراءون الكوكب. He says, you're going to be looking at, or some of you are going to be looking at, the people in the highest positions in Jannah, like in this world, you're looking at a star. See the distance and how far that star is. He says, you're going to be looking at the people of the highest stations in Jannah like you're looking at the stars. They said, O Messenger of Allah, are these the stations of the prophets that no one else will be able to reach? He says, no. But these are the stations of who? رِجَالٌ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. These are people who have iman in Allah and they believe the prophets of Allah. That is, these highest levels of Jannah are not simply and only reserved for the prophets of Allah, but ordinary average human beings who did not receive revelation from Allah. When they have enough iman in them, that iman will elevate them up there, all the way up to positions that will be coveted and envied. Not a terrible, not a bad type of envy, but people will praise them because of the iman that they had. That is an iman that saves some hellfire and earns the honor of Allah Azza wa Jal. So people within iman, there is ظالم لنفسه, مقتصد, سابق بالخيرات, different levels, and within each level there are variations. There is the ظالم لنفسه, people who have iman, but the iman is not strong enough. So we commit sins, and we compromise Allah's commands, and we forget about them, and we ignore them, and we commit injustice against ourselves and others. This is the ظالم. And the مقتصد is the person who does what? Stays away from the haram, and does the obligations. That person will be saved from punishment in hellfire. But there is a level higher than that, which is سابق بالخيرات, the one who hastens, rushes towards righteousness. And that is the one who stays away from the haram, does the obligations, but rushes to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Iman is not simply something that is static or inactive. I just get it, and I feel that I just have it, and nothing changes with it. No, it was actually the concern of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they would monitor their hearts, monitor their state, and if they find that their iman decreased, they find that their hearts are not well, they would invite each other and say, اجلس بنا نؤمن ساعة. He says, sit to a companion, to a friend of theirs. Let's sit for some time so that we can increase our iman. Together, by reading the Quran, by praising Allah Azza wa Jal, by pondering the ni'mas of Allah, the wonders of this universe, whatever is going to increase our iman, let's sit so that we can increase our iman together. And the way that a person increases their iman and must increase their iman, because go back to the tree and its example. For you to have a healthy tree, you need to nourish it. You need to take care of it. It's not going to grow on its own. To bear the fruits that you want it to bear, to give you what you want it to give. If you're a farmer, you'll understand how much care you need to give to your plants, to your trees, for them to give you what you want out of them. So if you want that tree to be healthy, you need to do two things. Nourish it, but also protect it. And only then will it be a fruitful tree. So when Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers are successful. You're looking for success. It hinges on iman. The path to success, there but over here, is iman. So the believers will have iman. Believers will have success. And the truly successful, all the believers, there is really no measure for success in this dunya except the measure of iman. Because you could be, and you can try your best, but materially you may not be successful. Worldwise, you may not be successful. That does not define you as a failure. That's not failure. In the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's not a failure. And of course, that is not a call for us to abandon this world and give it to those who disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal, and for us to retreat in our masjids, thinking that this is enough. That was never enough for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to retreat into the masjid. If he just simply retreated into his masjid, into his private quarters and privately worship, nobody would bother him. Because he's not bothering anybody. But he knew that this iman means that I believe and I change people around me. So success is, yes, worldly success, but that is subject to success in the hereafter, success in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Allah Azza wa Jal says they are successful, Allah Azza wa Jal begins it with salah and ends it with salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ They keep their salah. They observe their salah. The ones who have khushu' in their salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ They have khushu' in their salah. And so you understand, or we understand, that this salah is the life of your iman and my iman. If you notice that your iman is weak, if you notice that your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal is not well, if you notice that you are, when you see the haram, you're attracted to it, and not only are you attracted to it, but you actually break the barrier, a sitr, and you go and you do it without hesitation and without remorse, no regret. If you find that, then that is an indication that iman is weak. Why is iman is weak? Because iman is not strong enough, or I have let it be so weak that I started to taste the sweetness of something else, but not the sweetness of iman. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ ذَاقَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. He says, there are three things that if they are in you, you will taste the sweetness of iman. That Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be more beloved to you than anything else. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. And the second is that you love someone solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And the third one is, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. And says, and he hates that he would return to disbelief or end up in disbelief as he would hate to be thrown in the fire. The last part of that hadith, and we're going to come to the first two parts, but the last part of the hadith tells you something about your feelings compared to what Allah likes and dislikes. If you have tasted iman, if we have it, iman has a taste. When you increase it, iman has a taste. Just like when you taste food, and because of it, it makes you happy, and you crave it, and you want more of it. When you taste enough of iman, you'll find sweetness that will make you happy, and you're going to want more of it. And because of it, you will hate whatever Allah Azza wa Jal hates. So if you find yourself, and I find myself always attracted to what Allah Azza wa Jal hates, and that attraction and that love brings me closer to it, and I'm doing it repeatedly, then I have not tasted the sweetness of iman, or I forgot about it. I don't have an enough solid basis to keep me away. So how do I stay away from it? Must begin by observing salah and having khushu' in it. That becomes the medicine. That becomes this uninterrupted connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Everybody prays, but not everybody prays the same. And not everybody gets from their salah what they're supposed to get. Where is your khushu' in your salah? How much do you remember in it Allah Azza wa Jal? How much do you perform in it what you're supposed to do and then what you are recommended to do? Do you spend time asking Allah Azza wa Jal, confessing your sins, thinking and knowing that I'm helpless except for Allah's support? Giving Him all of your needs and asking for Allah Azza wa Jal to save you. Praying exactly as if you're going to die afterwards. As if this salah is what's going to be standing between you and punishment in the grave, or between you and punishment in the hereafter. Or it is what is going to be standing between you and fitna in this life, or the fitna of your children, or the fitna of your spouse. This salah and this dua is what's going to save me. Salah. والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون, and those who stay away from idle, useless speech. So iman is not simply basically about I'm doing, 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 but also when it comes to haram, I indulge in it. No. Because it also says in the sequence, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, they protect their private parts. So iman is also about protecting it. Protecting my eyes, protecting my ears, protecting my tongue. So when there is idle, haram, indecent, vulgar speech, I stay away from it, because effectively and surely, if you engage in something that displeases Allah Azza wa Jal, your iman will decrease. And when your iman decreases, and we do it sometimes consciously, I know I'm doing haram, when your iman decreases, then the shaitan, it is helpers, and Allah's enemies, all of them will attack you, because you've lowered your defenses. You've lowered your defenses, and you became an easy target. So they will attack you. You forgot to water your tree. You forgot to spray it against insects, and now the insects are attacking the tree, and it's not producing the fruits that you expect from it. And so your iman is shaking, and my iman is shaking, and the reason is, I did not take care of it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Also about expenditure, about giving money for Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it's the obligation, but also beyond the obligation, to treat the stinginess of the self, to treat our love for the dunya, so that we favor Allah and we favor the hereafter more than we favor this life. How does this happen? As long as you are attracted to this world, as long as you give it preference, then your and my iman is still weak. أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to you than anything else. That's the sweetness of iman. That's not just simply miraculously going to happen, that I'm going to wake up one day and find that I love Allah and His Prophet more than anyone else and anything else. That happens through effort, through dua, through determination, through effectively and consistently staying away from what Allah hates and consistently trying to do what Allah loves. Through reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and understanding what it says. Through looking at Allah's creation and understanding the greatness of Allah through what I see. Through making dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I want that type of love. I want to taste it before I die. That I truly favor you more than I favor anybody else. And the test for this is سمعنا وأطعنا آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. When Allah Azza wa Jal praises Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people who are with them that they have believed, what do they say? وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا. They say, we hear and we obey. We obey not because somebody is forcing us. Just like praying. I'm not praying because somebody is forcing me or expects me or was called me if I don't pray. Not doing it because of that. But we hear. Who do we hear? Who are we listening to? My parents force me to pray. My parents force me to wear the hijab. My neighbors expect me to do certain things, so I'm living according to their expectations. Here you're not hearing and listening to Allah Azza wa Jal. You're listening to them, to people. And you remove those people, you have no incentive then to be praying or putting on the hijab. So your iman and your Islam is because of other people. But the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba around them, they say, يسمعنا, we hear what Allah is saying. And we obey it because Allah is saying it, trusting Him subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. He says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, they're not going to believe. They're not going to have iman until حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ, until they make you Muhammad, the judge, and all the disputes that arise between them. And then they find no discomfort in their heart with what you have said, with your judgment. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. And they submit to it completely. That is a level that you and I can reach. We may not be there yet. We might be in a level where, yes, I have iman, but still I have some hesitance in my heart when it comes to what Allah said. Some of what Allah said. Some of what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Some of what has been done. Why this and why that? Why did Allah allow this but not allow that? I have some this hesitance. But when you reach a level of iman, when you know Allah well, and you know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam well, you will be able to see sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey, whether it broadly, in general, or in detail, whatever comes from you, ya Allah azza wa jal, I know it must be true. It must be. And whatever your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it must be true. I believe, because now I know it through evidence, through experience, through contemplation, I know it to be true, so I'm not doubting it. So if Allah Azza wa Jal judges something, meaning He reveals it in His book, you're going to inherit this much but not that much. You're allowed to do this but not that. That heart that loves Allah Azza wa Jal will not ever object to it. If they know that this is what Allah said, will never be able to object to it. And then they'll also be okay and satisfied and happy with Allah Azza wa Jal as a judge in their lives. If Allah gives them something or denies it. If Allah puts them on a path that they did not expect or choose, but it's a different path. If Allah Azza wa Jal afflicts them and tests them with something, their iman satisfactory tells them, in a satisfactory manner tells them, Allah Azza wa Jal, the one that you love and the one who loves you had chosen this for you. Trust Him. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهِ. He says, the one who has iman, his heart has iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah guides their heart. This is about a person who, but not just simply that, but about a person who gets tested, gets afflicted, there's a musibah in their life, and they know that this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are patient, and they know that the best is what Allah Azza wa Jal has decided. So they are patient because of it. It is said that if you have that belief, Allah guides your heart. Allah extracts you from confusion, extracts you from fitna, extracts you from pain, and fills your heart with satisfaction and happiness. So even though you're going through some difficult times, you might be smiling. And why are you smiling? Because you know two things. What is happening to you is happening by the permission of the one that you love and who loves you. So it must be good. And you know also that whatever is happening to you, in a moment's notice, Allah Azza wa Jalla can take it away. So if Allah chooses for you, He chooses what is best. How is this going to happen? Unless a person really has iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, and he takes care of it, like he takes care of anything that is precious in his life, or more so. That's the iman that saves in this life and saves in the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلي وسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says also about إيمان. الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة. إيمان is made of 70 something branches. أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله. The highest of those branches is the saying of لا إله إلا الله. أدناها, the lowest of them, إماطة الأذى عن الطريق, removing harm from people's path. وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And haya is also a branch of iman. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the range. And this is how you start climbing and getting more and more of iman, because it's made up of different or several, you know, or many branches. So the more that you do of them, the more that you will have of iman. And it begins with the saying, with the confession of لا إله إلا الله محمدٌ رسول الله. Not just simply saying it, but believing it. And not only believing it, but really believing it with all of your body. And the more that you know of it in detail, with evidence, the more that your iman will grow, because your certainty grows. And we should try to climb in certainty. I mean, one of our objectives should be to go upward in certainty, as Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. Qala awalam tu'min. He says, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, show me how you revive the dead and bring them back to life. He says, do you not, or did you not believe? Qala bala, says, I do have iman, walakin liyatma'inna qalbi, because I want my heart to have more certainty. So the more that you know, the more that you understand, you will have even more certainty of iman, and you will have a closer relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So it begins with La ilaha illallah. He says the lowest of them. He says if you're walking inside the masjid, outside the masjid, and you find something that will harm people, you just remove it, which includes in it that you're not introducing harm. Something as simple as this is actually part of iman. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haya, which we can probably translate as shyness or recoiling from anything disgraceful, anything that upsets Allah, anything that is shameful, that is haya. And it should be in both male and female, staying away from haram, staying away from what's suspicious, staying away from what is ambiguous. I'm not going to bring disgrace upon myself in this life and in the hereafter, so I'm staying away from haram. This is haya, to be shy. That is the khuluqul Islam. This is the character of Islam. So increasing our iman is our mission. And the more that you do of it, the more that you will gain from it. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us more and more of it. And before I leave, in fact, let me remind you that as the brothers have traveled to come and ask for your assistance in building the masjid and in financing it, take the opportunity, consider it, and connect it to what we were saying today. That iman is an opportunity. Whenever you find something good to do, you rush and you do it. Whenever you find that you can alleviate pain and hardship, you rush and do it. Remove harm and protect people from it, you go ahead and do it. And you do not procrastinate and say, I'll leave it to somebody else. Because, yeah, maybe somebody else will pay and they may not need you, but then you and I have lost that opportunity to help, to be part of something good, and for our iman to grow this day. And you don't know if you have an opportunity, whether it's going to come back again or not. And you do not know if you missed that opportunity, what it could have led to of other good things that Allah Azza wa Jalla will give to those who say, yes, Ya Allah, we hear that this is something that pleases you, and we will do it. So honor their request, honor them as guests, honor their hardship and travel, and try to support them, inshallah, as much as you can. And add to this also, make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal guides them, facilitate their endeavor, and helps them to continuously serve Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways that makes Him pleased with them and pleased with us. So we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, that He forgives us all of our sins, the big ones and the small ones, the ones that we know about and the ones that we forgot about. We ask Him, Rabbul Alameen, to strengthen iman in our hearts. We ask Him, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to make us of those who protect their iman from sin and suspicious matters and rush towards the forgiveness of Allah and what pleases Him. We ask Him, Rabbul Alameen, to make us of the people of Jannah, not of the people of hellfire. To make us of people who reach the highest levels of Jannah, them and their spouses and their children and their extended families. And we include in this dua the rest of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, Rabbul Alameen. We ask You to protect us, Ya Allah, from all the fitan, that which is apparent and that which is hidden. We ask You to protect us from shirk and kufr and bid'ah. We ask You, Ya Rabbul Alameen, to protect us from the evil of ourselves. We ask You, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to unite the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon Your book and the sunnah of Your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbina atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأقم الصلاة.